This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Om Sairam to our listeners. Welcome to Saturday News number 1109. So I'm Gulab Limoria of Sri Sathya Sai International Organisation of New Zealand, and I offer my most loving and humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagawan, Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Today we'll be hearing a discussion that took place on the topic of bhajan. How to create a bhajan roster. You know, this is very common to all our centers in New Zealand. So let's have a Ganesh bhajan and then we'll get straight into it.
Sweet of our beloved Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, loving sarams to all of you. I hope all good at your end by Swami's divine grace and blessings, and your bhajan learning process is happening uninterruptedly with lot of devotion and hard work to offer your best at Swami's divine lotus feet during your regular bhajans. Today I am here with a very special topic: how to prepare a bhajan roster. Those who are already aware and implementing this bhajan roster in your regular bhajans, you know what is a roster. The one who are not aware how to create or yet to implement in your centers or the bhajan sessions. So let me make it very simple. Nothing great to explain about, but as it is one of the fundamental and important element which I feel in any bhajan session. Bhajan roster is nothing but preparation of a bhajan list. Okay, so based on some basic criterias, and it has to be prepared before commencement of any bhajan session. So once again, let me repeat, bhajan roster is nothing but a list of bhajans prepared in accordance with some criterias before commencing any bhajan session. So here two main points to note. One is based on some criteria. So what are the criterias to create a bhajan roster? With my limited knowledge, what I feel is a basic criteria, like how we consider rag, taal and bhav as the major elements of any bhajan singing session, I think to create a bhajan roster also, this is more than enough. Rag, taal, and of course, the bhav. Let us see how these simple criterias will help to create a bhajan roster. And second point is to note here is this list of bhajans or the bhajan roster has to be prepared before commencement of any bhajan session. That is very, very important. For example, Thursday, 6 o'clock, your bhajan roster or the list has to be ready before 6 o'clock. Then only it will work. So you are not going to create a list of bhajans after your Ganesha bhajan starts and you start collecting the bhajan in the bhajan hall. That will definitely will not work. Let's see why it will not work, what might happen, or what are the advantages or the disadvantages with this bhajan roster. I mean, disadvantages of not having a bhajan roster and advantages of having a bhajan roster. So I think it is pretty clear what is a bhajan roster. It is just a simple list of bhajans prepared in advance with some basic criteria like bhajan tempo, speed like taal, and which rag that particular bhajan belongs to. So you're going to put those bhajans in some order to give a different ambience in the bhajan session. We have some requirements also to create a bhajan roster, is it? So what are those requirements? For example, first, we need a singer, and next you need to find the bhajan which that particular singer is going to sing, is it? So these are the important things which we require now. And of course, the instrumental players are required if you have to put it in the roster so that it will be fixed. Now, for example, tomorrow, once your bhajan starts, you are not going to search for tabla player or harmonium player. If you fix your singer, fix the bhajan and fix the instrument players well in advance and put it on a list of bhajan list and share it with others. So now we know the requirements, is it? So you need a singer, you need a bhajan, and you need to find out the scale of that singer that you're going to put. Okay, before going to that, so what exactly a basic roster should have? Okay, now for example, serial number, singer's name, and the bhajan name, and on which shruti or the scale the singer is going to sing. That is the basic roster can have. If you want to create where more advanced, just definitely you can add a separate column for which rag it belongs to, or what are the different scale references. For example, you can take a Western scale or Hindustani scale. What is the difference? Now, for example, in Western scale we call black one as C sharp and white 2 as D, so on. Is it? So that is advanced thing. So for basic preparation of any bhajan roster, I think the serial number, how many bhajans are there, the singer's name, then the bhajan which they are going to sing, and the scale is more than enough. Okay, now let's recap once again. So we learnt about what is a bhajan roster, and we learnt about what are the criterias to create a bhajan roster, basic criteria, and now we know what are the requirements to create a bhajan roster. Now let's go one step further. Now we know that we need a singer, bhajan from them. How do you collect that information? There can be two possibilities. One possibility is tomorrow is your bhajan. Today you ask them to send a message in WhatsApp that which bhajan you are going to sing. And they will send a small bhajan or difficult bhajan or a big bhajan that they are going to sing. Based on that you can create a roster. But that is not a safest way, I feel, which we will discuss further. Personally, if you ask me, that is not a recommended one. Unless it is very urgent, you don't have time to prepare, maybe it's a birthday month or something. Today you have this week you have packed things. That time maybe you can choose this option. If that singer has already sung that particular bhajan, you can collect those bhajans through WhatsApp and create a list. That is definitely, I'm not okay with that idea for sure, except for the emergency purpose. The second option is calling all the singers in a place where you can collect their bhajans, at the same time fix a suitable scale for them to comfortably sing in the bhajan session. For that, you need to definitely conduct a practice session, which is the most promising and most beneficial thing to follow prior to an bhajan session. To create a bhajan roster, how do you collect all these basic details for a bhajan roster? You need to conduct a practice session, which is very, very crucial and important to conduct any bhajan session and offer it to Swami, I feel. Along with tala, bhava and raga, bhajan list or the roster preparation is one more prime element in a bhajan session, what I feel. So unfortunately, many of us are not conducting the practice sessions. That is so shocking to see, actually, though, as we were discussing with many singers, bhajan coordinators and the center conveners in these months, and it was very shocking to see that 90% of the centers don't prepare a bhajan roster prior to the actual session. I know there are a lot of commitments, time constraints to have separate practice sessions. Definitely, if not physical, definitely at least you can conduct online practice sessions where you can see whether that singer is singing properly or not and fix the scale and at least prepare a list of bhajan before commencement of any bhajan session. Let me give a small scenario. Let us assume, you know, this bhajan list is nothing but a menu card, okay, which we are going to offer it to Swami. Just assume that you are living in a community where so many families are also staying, and one day one very special guest is coming to visit your community, and you all gather together and you want to offer a very big feast to that guest. And that guest is not coming alone. That guest is also coming with some of his friends, because you so lovingly called him come and visit your community. So he is coming along with his friends also, with a lot of enthusiasm. Now you have to create a food menu, is it? Why food menu is required is because if it is your family function, your individual family, and one guest is coming to your house, you are the authority, is it? So all the food preparations will be done by you, and you decide which one you are familiar, which one you are good at, you prepare and serve them. But here it is a community program, so you cannot simply cook by yourself and try to offer it to that special guest, is it? You need to ask others also whether they are good at cooking something, so that you can serve or give them a chance to serve some delicacies to that special guest, is it? Now, for example, assume that you have around 15 families which are staying in your community. So you just collect a list of items, 15 items. What are the items they are good at? One might be good at cooking biryani, and one might be good at preparing a paneer dish, and one may be good at cooking a pakodas. Okay, anything. Is it? Now, you know that the guest is very, very special. Being a leader of that community, do you just accept whatever the food they prepare and bring, and you just serve it to the guest? Yes or no? Definitely no. Definitely no. You're going to ask individual families to make some sample of those and bring it to you, so that you taste how it tastes. Then you decide whether that particular family has to prepare paneer masala only, but they are not up to the mark. You ask them to change to another menu which they are very comfortable to make, okay, and which tastes good, and the guests will be happy, and even the guests' friends will be happy. Why I'm mentioning this example, which suddenly strike was, you know, now let's relate this small example with our bhajan practice session and the roaster preparation. As I mentioned, bhajan roaster we compared with the food menu. Swami, it is a naivedyam menu. For simplification, let me call it as a food menu. Okay, now tomorrow is a Thursday. Tomorrow is Thursday and 6 o'clock your bhajan session starts. That means tomorrow 6 o'clock your program, community program. Okay, and you have invited the guest. So he will come by 5:45. Is it? Now, here Swami is our chief guest. Is it? So, and have you ever seen Swami going alone somewhere? Definitely no. He will call some of his friends or the guests, as I mentioned before. Is it? For the community also, if you ask some guests, so he will come with along with some friends. Now, who are those friends? The friends are nothing but the other devotees who comes to enjoy and connect themselves to Swami. Is it? If you see in any bhajan center, it's not that only singers and the instrument players and the chorus singers sit and perform or offer bhajans, right? There are so many other people who are not at all involved in bhajan singing. For example, not bhajan team, they will join. They are nothing but Swami's guests. Swami tells them, "Hey, come, you know, the menu card looks so delicious here today. I want you to, you know, taste each and every dishes prepared by these 15 families. Same thing, Swami invites directly or indirectly. You see, Swami says many times, without my will, you will not be able to keep your foot inside a mandir. So that means each and everyone who are not part of the bhajan team, even of course the bhajan team, without his will you cannot sing. Okay, so those people visit the bhajan center to taste this nectarine delicacy of bhajans. It is very, very important for us to understand the importance and urgency in learning, practicing and offering the best at the supreme guest who attends each and every bhajan session in your center. Okay, now for example, okay, let's now, as I mentioned, the requirements is singer, bhajan and the scale, is it? Now if you take a food menu, what are the requirements here? Is nothing but singer is nothing but the cook who is going to cook this 15 families, na, the cook family member's name and which dish they are going to prepare. And as I mentioned, if you don't check for the quality and the quantity, the next day you will be embarrassed. Is it? So you cannot just tell that 15 family, those 15 families, that cook whatever you want to cook. Or no problem, if you don't know how to cook also, no problem, yeah? No problem, we have time, na. 6 o'clock bhajan starts, let Ganesha bhajan start. After that, till 6 to 6:45, we have enough time, na. Let's cook together. You want to cook paneer? No problem, you cook paneer. In bhajan center only we'll cook, na. So, do you think that Swami will be happy with that? Or Swami will be able to cherish whatever the thing which you want to offer it to him? Though it might sound very rude, I'm telling this fact. See, we keep Swami's chair in each and every mandir for a purpose. What is that purpose? Just for decoration? No, definitely it is not for decoration. Because Swami insisted to keep a chair for him in each and every center or in the mandir, that Swami will come and sit there to enjoy whatever the offering which we are doing. It is not that Swami physically don't come and sit there. It doesn't mean that he doesn't come. Because many of the centers, devotees have witnessed Swami coming there and sitting in the chair, on the chair. So in that case, how our offering should be? See, what happens is, for example, you coordinated everything. Now, for example, you called all the 15 families, you collected their menus, then you asked them to give a sample of their food preparation. Then you tell them, no, this is very spicy, just make some adjustments or cook something else, which is very easy for you to cook. Everything. On the day of offering, if something goes wrong there, that's okay. Swami knows everything, is it? Oh, okay, no problem. In urgency, she was bringing it, became cold. It became cold, no problem. Still, I will have it. Swami will have it. But if you don't take any step to analyze the cooking, simply you give any cook to cook something and just come and offer it to the chief guest, what he will think? And one more thing to mention here. Many may say that, you know, why we have to practice? We are singing for some 30 years, 25 years. Why we have to practice? I think in our first session, Brother Ravi Kumar has mentioned very, very nicely that, you know, when we grow in life, our experience doesn't matter. How our availability and how our dedication towards Swami is what matters. Is it? So here, as I mentioned, Swami doesn't go alone. He is also bringing some of his guests also, like the non-singers or non-participants of a bhajan group are also there. You can say, Swami, that Swami, you are a bhava priya, not bahya priya. Even if I cook very badly, you manage na, you are bhava priya. But what about others? You cannot expect all other guests also to feel the same, because Bhagwan is Bhagwan. But you cannot expect all others who have come with lot of pain, you know, just to have some relief in the center, you know, just to connect with Bhagwan, to share their problems or anything through bhajans. And you are the sole medium to connect. And if you spoil that session, that's why Swami called, you become a sinner than becoming a singer. So, basically what I want to say here is, just think 100 times before offering a bhajan to Swami. Today I felt this is the opt day, because today is August 15th. We have exactly 100 days for Swami's birthday on November 23rd. As I mentioned in my previous session, this is the time to decide and you know, have a pledge that before offering any bhajans to Swami in the center, let me practice the bhajan minimum 100 times to get that rag, taal, bhav and entire meaning of that particular bhajan. So that is what matters finally, is it? It is not that. And one more thing I have to mention here, as I mentioned about you know, cooking with the entire community and offering it to Swami, you know, again, one more valid point here is, for example, if you are cooking in your house, you are the sole person to decide what you want to cook for your guest. Nobody is going to question it, because that is in between you and that guest. Likewise, when you are singing alone in front of your altar, you cook whatever you want to cook. You want to sing anything, you cook. That is in between you and Swami. But whenever it comes to community, as I mentioned, there are 15 communities are there. You cannot tell that I will cook everything, you don't cook anything. No. So they will also cook. You are the sole responsibility to check whether they are cooking properly, whether it is up to the mark to serve it to that chief guest. So that is what each and every bhajan coordinators, each and every center coordinators, I think we have to be very, very vigilant on it. As I mentioned, we have 100 days from today onwards to Swami's birthday. I request all of you to take this as a sadhana for Swami's 100, this 100 day sadhana until November 23rd. Okay. And if you are not conducting the practice session, please please, today you speak to your coordinator or the center president or somebody, just request them that we should conduct a practice session before offering it to Bhagwan. Definitely nobody will say no. As I mentioned, we were doing a lot of sessions with some of the centers, and many of the centers, it is spot allocation. You know, they don't prepare any list. So 6 o'clock bhajan starts means you start with Ganesha bhajan, and whoever available, you want to sing Ganesha. Your favorite is Ganesha, va? Oh, sing Ganesha. No, your favorite is Rama? Why not Krishna, ya? Last time you sang Krishna, this time you sing Rama, na? So all this conversation is happening where? In the bhajan session, in the bhajan hall itself. So, just please remember one thing. Once our three omkars starts, Swami will be present on the chair in the center, in the bhajan mandir. I request all of you to be very, very serious and respect that sanctity of the center, sanctity of the mandir. Based on that, create quality offerings to offer at Swami's lotus feet. That will not only improve your bonding with Swami, that will also change the impression of center, the organization, in a global level. Okay, Swami doesn't need any of our publicity or any of our extra offering for him to survive. These are all offerings are for our benefit, to change our attitude towards our offerings. So I request all the elders, all the singers, center coordinators and bhajan coordinators, let us take this as a challenge. And so as I mentioned, these bhajan sessions are not for experiment. You go to the center and do whatever experiment you wanted to do. But it is for experience, for you to experience, for others to experience. And you are the bonding bridge between those people who are not privileged to sing for him. So please take this opportunity to develop, practice well, conduct practice session, prepare a bhajan roster and then offer. Okay. So next session, what we will do is, I'll try to get some small template of bhajan roster and we will learn a simple way to create a bhajan roster. And please forgive me if I have spoken something with my limited knowledge. It is not that I'm preaching something. So these are the points which were mentioned by our seniors, those seniors whom I believe that they are my inspirations and motivations to learn this bhajan and offer it to Swami. And all these directions and the discussions, with whatever little understanding I am having, I'm just sharing it with you. So take care until we meet next time. Keep practicing. Jai Sai Ram.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.